West Georgia's first news on this Thursday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Well, the Flock camera system helping Carroll County deputies locate a Villarrica man accused of a drive-by shooting where the suspect's former girlfriend and two other people, including her 69-year-old father, were fortunately uninjured. Witnesses say 24-year-old Daniel Kennedy fired three shots towards a residence on Harrell Road as he drove by in a truck. One victim telling police that Kennedy had driven by the home multiple times over the previous month and shouted obscenities. This time, according to reports, he stopped his vehicle in front of the residence while screaming and brandished a firearm through his driver's side window and proceeded to fire three gunshots at the residence while two people were outside and another inside the home. Kennedy then drove away. Investigators located two bullet holes in the front end of a truck parked outside the home and another in a nearby shed. Deputies received the vehicle's tag number and soon had a hit on the Flock camera on Mirror Lake Boulevard in Villarrica. They found Kennedy at a nearby apartment complex where he surrendered without further incident. Police located the weapon they believed was used in the shooting. Kennedy has been charged with three counts of aggravated assault and criminal damage to property. He remains in the Carroll County Jail after being denied bond. Carrollton City Council to consider a pair of rezoning requests ahead of developers' plans to add 41 townhome lots and a 50-lot single-family detached subdivision. Trick Quality Homes requesting rezoning of 3.83 acres on Abbey Lane to develop the 41 townhome lots. The subject property is located at the end of Abbey Place off of Rome Street. That project would be an extension of the existing Abbey Place townhome community located off of Rome Street. And Preston Company LLC is asking to rezone 23.41 acres located off of Stewart Street in order to see a 50-lot single-family detached residential subdivision developed. That property is adjacent to Hobbs Farm and Grove Park. The state of Georgia and the Georgia Department of Transportation paying tribute to a true broadcasting icon on Sunday as they unveil signage for the Whoa Nelly Keith Jackson intersection at Highway 5 and Highway 27 near Jackson's hometown of Roopville. The House resolution making this happen was carried by District 72 State Representative David Huddleston in the 2024 legislative session.
As me being a lifelong West Georgian and a proud supporter of our communities, I was deeply honored to carry the House resolution in the Georgia House of Representatives to make this dedication possible. This moment would have been possible without the collective efforts of so many of our local leaders, community members, and everyone who worked tirelessly to honor the legacy of Keith Jackson, a true legend in sports broadcasting. Just thank you to everyone for your support in making this dream a reality, and together we can celebrate the history, the pride, and the heritage of our great community.
And the public is invited to the town of Roopville's stage for a special ceremony at 3 o'clock Sunday, celebrating the achievements of Mr. Jackson and his lasting impact on sports broadcasting. The city of Villarrica getting a head start on the big Christmas celebrations this weekend with a day-long Christmas on Main Street event this Saturday. The one-mile fun run begins at 12 noon, followed by the Reindeer 5K run at 12:30. The Mistletoe Market will be open at the Mill Amphitheater from 2 o'clock until 7. The Christmas Parade begins at 5, and the annual tree lighting takes place at 7 o'clock at the Mill. West Georgia residents get their local news and information from this radio station, the Newstalk1330.com website, and the Newstalk1330 WLBB Facebook page. We are your local news source. In the Newstalk 1330 FM 106.3 newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington.